To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of a quaint palm tree patio in San Antonio, La Paz, Guatemala, comes to us from a friend who just returned from a short-term mission trip there that ministered to a church in the town, as well as another outreach location in the mountains near Zacapa, which my photos from 2 years ago identify as being in Jocotan. A quick peek at Google Maps reveals that depending on the exact locations, the joint rock-solid Hudson Lighthouse Church Athens Joint Missionary Expedition covered two areas in Guatemala that were 2 to 3 hours away from one another. When our churches go on a mission trip, they hit the ground running and often divide into separate teams to seek to do the most good to as many people as possible. The team of roughly 30 volunteers spent their own money and vacation time to serve their brothers and sisters in Christ in Guatemala, all for the glory of God and for the expansion of God's kingdom. While I wasn't on this year's trip, I can testify to the fact that the work is physically and mentally exhausting at times, but the purpose for which we do it and the fellowship and sense of community that the mission team experiences with the indigenous people and one another is spiritually and personally rewarding. Today is Monday again, and like my friends who are back home from Guatemala, I too will have to readjust to going back to the reality of a regular work week, as I spent last week on staycation. While I didn't spend my vacation serving the Lord in Guatemala, I'm happy to report that my vacation wasn't just spent watching TV or doing little projects around the house. While some would have been bothered by last week's rainy weather, it was the perfect weather for my purposes. I spent the week preparing lessons for a Freedom in Christ class that I plan on teaching in the fall. I am ecstatic to report that I finished transcribing all the lessons from the course material and to notes from which I can teach last night. While some may lament that I spent all my vacation doing ministry work, I won't, because I was blessed by the material and the sense of accomplishment I felt at finishing that last lesson, that final lesson last evening. I've been on the disciples' path long enough that I experience more joy and happiness from pursuing the things of God than I do from the interest and hobbies that I used to have before coming to Christ. There's just so much more value and enjoyment in pursuing things that will edify my spirit and deepen my relationship with God than there is in the entertainment that the world has to offer. But trust me, you want to take your walk with God at your own pace. When you get called by the Lord to follow His lead, you need to learn to crawl before you learn to walk, and you need to learn to walk before you run. So have grace on yourself as you seek to turn to the ways of God. You won't experience the fruit of the Spirit of peace and joy if you strive after God in your own strength. Our interactions and understanding with the Lord is a relationship, and like all relationships, we are going to have to get to know each other and understand how each of us works before we can live in harmony. But hey, just because our relationship with God will require some stretching of our limits and require some real soul searching doesn't mean that it's not worth pursuing. The Lord holds the answers to life and death, and He invites us to explore the mystery of meaning and purpose of who He is and how we are to relate to Him. It's a never-ending adventure where you can find yourself experiencing the wonders of His love halfway around the world or right in the confines of your own home. So keep walking and talking with God. He'll get you through Monday and every other day of your life. So go at your own pace, but set your direction to His way. This morning's meditation verse is Acts 1:11 from the New King James Version. It says, "Who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw Him go into heaven." Today's verse contains the angelic promise that speaks of the certainty of the return of Jesus Christ to earth. As always, context is king when we study scripture, and today's verse comes right after Jesus literally lifted up to heaven in the event that we call the ascension. Can you imagine? Talk about beam me up, Scotty. I'm sure the History Channel's Ancient Aliens has their own take on this event that involves extraterrestrial beings from distant planets, but those who study the Bible, we can surmise the true narrative to be consistent with all of Scripture. Various passages in the Bible describe a heavenly throne room and a spiritual realm that is beyond earth. I believe I discussed this in Lesson 7 of my recent Bondage Breaker class, so check out the podcast. But anyway, I briefly discussed what Paul referred to as the third heaven, the place of God's celestial kingdom. That's where Jesus went when he ascended, and where he is seated at the right hand of the Father. This fact is pretty great, but what is even greater is that the angels that were present to witness Christ's ascension told the apostles that Christ would be back. Any doubts of the angels' claims that may have developed over time were swept away with some passages in the apostles' epistles that confirm it. And when Christ himself revealed to the apostle John even more details of his return in the book of Revelation. So in this case, what went up will most certainly come down. Christ will return. And although the imagery in Revelation may confuse, if not frighten us, as we can contemplate the end times, we must remember that for the Christian, the end times are only the beginning of an eternity that will be spent with Jesus in a realm that is described as having no more death, sorrow, crying, or pain. So we should take great hope from today's verse and not worry about Christ's return. Instead, we should rejoice, share the gospel, make disciples, and live a good life, knowing that God has a plan and that Christ could return at any moment. The peace of the Lord comes through knowing him and knowing that he works all things together for good for those who love him. So stand in the joy of the contemplation of the culmination of his plan and rest in the love that he has poured out on you when he invited you to come into his kingdom forever. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness, continuing in Chapter 7, proper guidelines lead to a proper walk section. Today, we're sharing guideline number 2, significance, and its key concept. What's the key concept of significance? You're going to have to go to the website to check it out. You'll see it really quick, and today's section is short because I decided to break these down, these guidelines, one at a time. So we're going to stretch those out over the next few days. But I always recommend, the way we learn about our Christian faith is we're going to have to read the Word of God. And the best thing is there's saints that have gone before us, other people like me and you, saints, who have gone before us and gained understanding, spiritual understanding, and they wrote books about what it all means. What books? There's a bunch. If you need recommendations, email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com, and I can send you a list of what's on my bookshelf, if nothing else. The more you learn, the more you earn, the more it edifies your spirit, But it's not all book reading. It's also, noticing God in our lives. So, keep that balance of the spirit and the word, as they say. Yesterday, a woman at our life group taught, if you have too much word, you dry up. Well, I don't know about that. but if you have too much spirit, you blow up. And I've seen people blow up in the spirit and, run off into confusion. So there's some definite truth to it. But yeah, if it's just book learning, you're not focusing on the relationship you're supposed to have with the Lord. So there's truth there. As always, I invite everyone to go to our podcast and check out our Victory Over the Darkness and The Bondage Breaker. You know, Dr. Neil Anderson is one of those people that wrote books about our faith. In my walk, I had to struggle a lot to learn, you know, I learned a lot. And then I read these books and say, wow, I could add this shortcut. You know, he really revealed some things that I already knew, but some things I didn't know. And you know, I found them to be impactful teachings. And that's why I teach a class. That's why I became a Community Freedom Ministry Associate with Freedom in Christ Ministries. And you know, that's why I teach it. That's why I started the podcast, to share it with more people. So if you haven't listened to the classes, check them out. And if you want the class materials, just email me again at mtforchrist247@gmail.com, and I'll send you the whole thing for free. I don't have a church. I don't accept donations yet. If you were to send me something, like, I don't know. But yeah, I'm not soliciting donations, let's put it that way. And so, yeah, I'm just looking to lift other people up in their faith, and to encourage them to know the victory and the freedom that I experienced when I started following the Lord back in 2010. And, you know, like I said, these classes and this podcast is all supposed to be a shortcut, you know, to the life and struggle that I had to run through for years and years. Talk about, you know, 5 years of being, you know, double-minded before I went into recovery, and now just, you know, and now there's just, you know, spiritual warfare and everything else. But we're just going to keep going, and I encourage everyone to do that. So anyway, happy Monday. Thank you for listening. And I appreciate the new comments and new followers. And, you know, share the podcast. Share the hope that you have in Christ. God bless you all.